This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dropping masks mandates after the CDC reversal, Trump hits the trail, and Matt Gaetz, is he closer to being nailed in an involvement with sex trafficking because Joel Greenberg pled guilty to doing that, sex trafficking of children and other counts? And he's the former Seminole tax collector who's friends with Matt Gaetz. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just another day in the United States of America. Hope you're doing well. Joel Greenberg, not so. The county tax collector in Florida, in that Seminole County, as I mentioned, was wearing a black correction shirt and a mask. I mean, this was a guy who was pretty high up on the hog, as they say. Had a 45-minute hearing before a judge. And neither Greenberg nor attorneys involved in the case mentioned Matt Gaetz, who Greenberg had implicated as having also had sex with a 17-year-old girl. But one of the charges which Greenberg pleaded guilty to states that he introduced the girls to several other men who also had sex with her. Why is this significant? It's significant because, you know, you're talking about somebody who's pretty high up in Washington circles on the Republican side of things, who now finds himself in a position where he's being investigated. In 2020, he was investigated for $28,000 in government funds his congressional office paid to a political action group. And he was making a name for himself. Excuse me. And even in 2021, he had a rally in Representative Liz Cheney's home town, again, flailing about her views on what happened on January 6th. So he was very, very active, and he was very much waving the banner of Christian conservatism. And now he's in this position where Joel Greenberg could bring it all down. Again, a very big friend and associate of his, of the congressman, admitting to paying for minors for sex with him and with others. This thing is just not going to go away in the night. Guilty, he pleads guilty to 6 of 33 charges he was indicted on. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, because you have wire fraud, stalking, conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, production of false identification documents, sex trafficking of children. Every day it seems to get worse and worse and worse when it comes to that. All right, big news, politically speaking, in a different sense, is the story about Donald Trump going on the campaign trail next month in North Carolina. And what does that mean? The former president is definitely out there in front of a mic, and he's going to be a key contributor to a convention in a key swing state, North Carolina. He's going to speak at a dinner on June 5th during the North Carolina Republican Party State Convention. And, of course, North Carolina is a very big deal to Republicans because they want to regain control of Congress in the 2022 elections. So those midterms carrying weight, a lot of people say the ex-president can do that. And that was a close, if you remember that, he carried the state in both of his political campaigns, and each race was a very, very, very close one. So the Tar Heel state is a pivotal Senate race next year to who's going to replace retiring Senator Richard Burr, the Republican from North Carolina. And Burr, of course, was one of the 7 Republicans who voted to convict Trump, ironically. But he's out, so that spot is open, period. So this is a very, very big deal. The Republicans in North Carolina are saying the chair of the party put out a written statement because he was asked so much about it. He said, "We're honored to welcome President Trump to our convention as the Republican Party launches our campaign to retake Congress and the Senate in the midterms. Now, if you are keeping score, the former president's last public speech was a big one to a big fan crowd. That was February 28th at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. And in those remarks, the former president vowed vengeance on the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach him over the riot designed to stop the counting on electoral votes that elected President Joe Biden. Trump has also talked about possibly running again, we all know this, for president in 2024. People I know who are in the know say they really believe he's going to do it. But it's not a definite. It's not, okay, I'm out there, that's it, I'm saying it. He's hinted at it. He's thrown it out as bait. But, you know, come another 2 years, what does that look like? I also have to say this at the very top of the show because, you know, every year it seems like, well, it doesn't seem like, it does happen. California is on fire. We've had people on to talk about what that's like, whether it's in Northern California or Southern California, and how does it start. And very rarely do we follow up these stories with, we think we have the suspect already in the fire that's still going. And in Los Angeles, that's exactly what they're saying in this Palisades fire. 23% contained, so there's some good news there because it really led to a lot of evacuations, over 1,000 people. And if you've ever had to run from a fire, have you ever had to do that? Ever evacuate on a moment's notice? It's pretty scary, right? So no go bag you have can really prepare you for that when that's it. It's out now, or this thing is going to be on top of your house. So there was someone arrested on Sunday afternoon, near that fire zone after someone else was detained and then released. But this time around, the Los Angeles Fire Department chief says, we really feel like we have the right person and that the fire's cause was deemed suspicious almost right away, and they've been investigating that. They didn't release a lot of details about it, except for to say that the person who was arrested was getting treated for smoke inhalation. So sometimes when you have an arsonist, I've talked to enough fire chiefs and firefighters about this, they want to see their handiwork, so they sometimes even get too close to what they've done. And this is in the Santa Monica Mountains. And the Santa Monica Mountains are just prime when they're dry to go up and whip through lots of different developments. And that's what started to happen. So far, nothing with injuries to anybody who lives there. That's the good news. There was a firefighter who had a minor injury. You have this heavy burning in the trees and the heavy bush. But it's starting to slow because now they're getting cooler weather, so that's also good news there. And when you get windy, warm, it's deadly. When you start to splash that sunshine in those conditions across those mountains, then all they can do is clear people. And because there's usually, especially the higher you go up on the mountains, there's usually, of course, one way out and one way in. And Topanga Canyon is a remote wooded area with some ranch homes. And it's about 20 miles, to give you kind of a mental picture of it, 20 miles west of downtown L.A. It borders with Malibu. And that mountain vegetation goes up so quickly. It is so, so dry. And if you get the right kind of air, the right kind of conditions, you just can't get out of there fast enough. All right, you had plenty to say about what's happening in the world today as far as masks, et cetera. What stores are saying yes and no to masks? We're going to talk about it when we hit the mailbag next.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh yeah!
What? Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
What's digging the mail bag?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I second that. I love it. All right, so here we are in the mailroom. This one from Jake, and he says, Kate, I know you're probably going to talk about this. The man cave, Bob Baffert, wow, New York not standing for it. Did you hear that he was suspended from the New York track? So that means Medina Spirit might not be in the Belmont Stakes. I did hear that. The New York Racing Association said they were going to temporarily suspend him from entering horses and races or using stall space, because sometimes that's what, when you have a lot of money and you're a famous trainer, you just can bunk your horse anywhere. They'll take your money. So the Belmont is a big deal. There's not going to be a Triple Crown winner because Medina Spirit didn't win the Preakness, but he figured Churchill Downs won the Derby, Baffert got 7 Derby titles, then revealing the horse tested positive for a steroid that you couldn't use within 14 days of the race. That still might cost Medina Spirit the win. We'll see what the further tests show. But in the meantime, this horse did race in the Preakness, came in 3rd behind Ron Bauer, who won the whole thing, in Midnight Bourbon. So the length of the suspension, all of that, I think depends on what happens with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, what they conclude in this next batch of tests. Baffert is like Batman. Some people hate him, and some people love, and have drunk the Kool-Aid on Bob Baffert, because he absolutely has the record for the way he trains a horse, for winning, all of that. But there have been some really crazy drug accusations in the last year and a couple of other times before. And of horses that are under his supervision. 29 drug violations over the past 44 years. That's what the Association of Racing Commissioners International has. So is that a lot? Sometimes accidents happen. They don't pay attention to what they're using to treat a wound, or I shouldn't say they don't pay attention. They pay attention, but they don't figure out the days, or they don't quite know what it is from place to place. And somebody else could say, well, when you're dealing with that level of horse racing, you certainly should know that. That's the bottom line. And, you know, Baffert offered a whole bunch of different explanations, insisting that the horse never had that steroid. And then a day after the failed test, he was adamant again. It didn't happen. And then he acknowledged, you know, that he had been treated with an antifungal ointment that could have caused the failed test. So there's the opening. Could have caused the failed test. All right, move to this one. This one is from Joey, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Kate, I've never had so many people that have texted me about a dang tiger since the whole deal with the tiger in Houston. I think everyone in the world knows about that story. It was the craziest story. And apparently the tiger was found, but there was a businesswoman who somehow helped find this tiger. What is that all about? Yeah, the tiger goes missing, and this woman, her name's Linda Mickendale. She owns some sort of athletic resort club, and she knows the guy, Victor Hugo Chavez, and his wife. So she knows them because they've been guests or past members of this club she has. So anyway, she knows about the tiger. So when it went missing, she was contacted by animal enforcement and asked about the tiger. And she arranged with the help of the wife of this Victor Chavez. This sounds crazy story, doesn't it? That she arranged for the tiger to be handed over to the Houston Police Department over the weekend. So apparently her club is licensed through the United States Department of Agriculture to exhibit exotic animals. How do you have a resort athletic club that can exhibit exotic animals? I don't know. This is kind of crazy to me, right? This is a tennis club. I know where this area is. It's really a tennis club. The tiger was retrieving balls on the court, acting as sort of a ball tiger. Wow, this was a 9-month-old Bengal tiger. And when you saw the video of this cat and thought about where it went and what it was doing, and, you know, it's illegal to house a tiger in Houston. I guess unless you own a tennis club, then perhaps you can display exotic animals. So, needless to say, the owner of the tiger is still in jail. But the curiousness of so many over what happened to it, what happened to the tiger, and then the tiger finally gets found, that just makes that story even stranger, doesn't it? I can't explain it. I just know that I've played tennis on all kinds of courts. I never saw exotic animals on display legally because the agriculture department says you can do it. Again, what do I know? Maybe there's something going on and things have changed in the world of leisure tennis. So let's move on to Kevin listening to us in the great state of West Virginia. Kate, it is so confusing with the whole mask on, mask off thing, not to be a nudge, a pain, a whatever, a brute, a whiner, anything you want to call me, but I am so tired of the mask. I got the damn shots. Some people in my crew don't want them, and they have conspiracy theories running around in their heads. I think they're out of their minds and that they have had too much hard seltzer. But I got little kids. There's no way I was not going to do that. It made sense to me. It was no big deal. I had no side effects, nor did my wife. But I'm wondering about will we see that some of the bigger box stores will lift the rules when it comes to the masks and whether you have to wear the masks or you don't. Well, bing, bing, bing. It is very strange, right? Because you go through this whole riff over the masks and saying, well, you know, the answer is to get the vaccine. And then we're told, well, you have the vaccine, and then when you're indoors, it still doesn't matter. You still have to mask up. And then it becomes confusing and infuriates some people because they think, well, wait a second, why is that? What are we being protected from? And what happens if we're vaxxed up and then the people around us aren't? And it goes back to the initial discussions we had, herd immunity, how effective is the vaccine, what's the safe course of action. These stores are, some of the stores that haven't lifted it yet, are making sure that they don't get stuck for somebody getting sick. I mean, I think that's the biggest fear. Is having that happen, having some kind of a bizarre spread thing happen at their event, their store, whatever. But if there are enough people vaccinated, it seems highly unlikely. I mean, you know what the safest course of action is? If you're outside. Outside, 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 then there's nothing you have to worry about. But anyway, yes, there are more stores that are saying, it's okay now. We're gonna lift the whole mask mandate. So, Walmart. I think I said this the other day. Target, Costco, Trader Joe's, Publix, Sam's Club. They're all dumping the mandate for the fully vaccinated. But this is the thing. Home Depot now has added themselves to that list too. By the way, how do you know? So we keep using this word, but it really is the honor system. I mean, how many, if you could like light up the person like they were like heat targets, the people who aren't vaccinated, how many of those people would we see? You know, how many would pop up on the screen? You know, I don't know. That's what they're saying. If you're vaccinated, it's fine. CVS and Kohl's are also saying they wouldn't be required for vaccinated customers, and that starts on Monday for them. So far, businesses have said proof of the vaccine doesn't need to be shown and will be on what I keep calling the honor system for now. So the honor system apparently rules in this case, and we're just trusting that people aren't going in who aren't vaccinated without a mask on. And I think you have to look around and see if that's what you're seeing. I'm not really seeing that in stores so far. All right, mic drop and other assorted odds and ends on the flip side.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, COVID cases are down in all 50 states. The decline in cases coming as the CDC says that nearly 60% of all American adults have received at least one dose of vaccine. Making that announcement, President Biden encouraged people to get vaccinated, saying it's the best way for those who are unvaccinated to protect themselves and their families.
We know there will be advances and setbacks, and we know that there are many flare-ups that can occur, but if the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they'll protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reversed. Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The president also announced that the U.S. would be sending an additional 20 million doses overseas to assist with global vaccination efforts. This is USA Radio News. President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday afternoon, expressing support for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. According to a statement from the White House, the president discussed engaging with Egypt and other partners in the area to work towards that end. Representative Michael Waltz says the U.S. cannot falter now in its support for Israel. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that we can't choose a terrorist organization over our closest ally in the Middle East.
It is easy. Israel is our ally. Israel is a democracy. Hamas is a terrorist organization, acknowledged as a terrorist organization around the world that represses its people and is deliberately attacking civilians while deliberately hiding behind their own civilians, including hospitals, schools, playgrounds, and apparently buildings with the press inside. We need to be clear in the value and the criticality of the U.S.-Israeli relationship.
This is USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Perhaps this is the oddest, or maybe it's not. I'd like to think it's almost ridiculous. You know, we talk about working too many hours and that. What do people listening to us in other places? I've had a lot of people in Europe and the UK and Australia say that Americans live to work. Okay, so we get tagged with that. But I don't know that I completely agree with that across the board. But what do you consider to be long hours? So, working long hours is killing hundreds of thousands of people a year from strokes and heart disease. This is according to the World Health Organization. They did a global analysis of the link between loss of life and health and working long hours. So check this out. WHO and the International Labor Organization, they estimated that in 2016, 745,000 people died as a result of having worked at least 55 hours a week. Most of the deaths were recorded among people 60 to 79 who had worked at least 55 hours between the ages of 45 and 74. Men were the worst affected, accounting for 72% of the deaths. People living in the Western Pacific and Southeast Asia and middle-aged or older workers took on a significant share of the disease burden. The study in the journal Environment International found that death from heart disease linked with working long hours increased by 42% between 2000 and 2016 and stroke by 19%. So we go back to the same thing, that people who worked 55 or more hours a week had a 35% higher risk of stroke, a 17% higher risk of dying from heart disease, and compared to those working 35 to 40 hours a week. That's it. I am not working more than 3 hours a day. That's it. You will not find me doing more than 3 hours work a day. I get overwork. I do. I know. I mean, there are some crazy stories. We know that. I mean, there's Arianna Huffington wrote a whole thing about rest where she was said it was like a badge of honor. You meet people and they would say, I had 3 hours sleep and that's it. And, you know, she said, great. Well, then your attention span would be a lot better if you'd had like six when you meet me for coffee and breakfast over a meeting. So I get ridiculous hours, but it doesn't seem, does 55 seem like a lot? It's 7 days. Now, are you taking days off? Do you have the weekends off? And, you know, maybe that depends on some of that mixed in between. How about those people who are eating cheeseburgers and are not getting any exercise? I don't know. What are some of those other factors that could be wrapped into that? Now, you start saying, you know, 80. There's people that it's off the charts. 80 hours or something else. I mean, yeah, sure, and no breaks. And I think here's the biggest thing. If you have a watch or a timer or something, or you can just look at a clock and you're working, you're sitting at a desk, you're on the computer, and then you can, especially working from home, but even in offices, you get up. You don't just sit there for 6 hours straight and pound away on something. Move around. Go get a glass of water, walk around the building, whatever. I really think there is something to that because you're not sedentary. The sedentary thing scares me more. I think it's tough to not be a little bit sedentary, but those long hours, I don't know. Raise your hand if you think that is just too many hours to work a week and you feel like you're gonna pass out, you're gonna stroke out in your 40s and your 50s. I have these special glasses that GCN got me, Ted Anderson spared, no expense, and I can see all the hands going up. Yeah, do you think too many? Well, you know, it's a funny thing. On the East Coast, everyone's raising their hand. They're just working too many hours. So do you want me to write your bosses and say, look, I have this study. Could you please let them out early on Fridays? We'll call it Fun Fridays, right? And so you only work 2 hours on Friday. You pick the 2 hours, then you're done. Well, I think the idea of casual Friday was, hey, at least we're letting you dress casually. And now from working from home and working in an office, depending on the field, there's a big, big, big difference there. And for some people, it's kind of better to work from home. But for others, it's not because they are doing work off the clock where they normally wouldn't be doing it. That, I think, could also perhaps be dangerous. But then, I don't know, 55 hours, I'm not agreeing if there's time off, they're getting up. I mean, it's a scary headline. Working 55 hours a week is killing hundreds of thousands of people. Yikes. Yikes, 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 yikes. All right, the CDC. We talk about odds and ends and what's open and what's safe and, oh, you know, what did you do during the pandemic? It is a bizarre reversal. There's no question about that. So the CDC is getting smacked around in a lot of opinion pieces, and I get it. I smacked them around a bit for the massive reversal of fortunes, so to speak, when it comes to mask on, mask off. But the explanation is what you have to look at. The CDC's guidance is scientifically sound. And you know, the CDC director kept saying, it's about politics, it's about the numbers, it's about the data. The data is there. And she's right. They had the data. They just screwed up the messaging. You know, they did. What they decided to do was right, but the way they communicated it was wrong. So people that are already a little on edge, a lot on edge, because for many of us, the first time in our lives, we're on this weird lockdown, vaccine, what's happening, what's going to happen, how long does this go on? You know, the whole big question mark we're all living under. And then to take that and say that this, and this is happening now, it's like a crazy whiplash. A whiplash and that blindsidedness that nobody wanted. So they botched the message. Sometimes I think, and I don't understand this, as a person who grew up in the communications field, if you're the CDC, if you're somebody that is charged with a situation like we have right now, I mean, take a few hours to disseminate the message. Figure out how you're delivering the message and just deliver it. Because every day there was something different. Remember, in April, the CDC said fully vaccinated people can unmask at small outdoor gatherings. I was already doing that with people who were vaccinated or getting vaccinated or doing the 6 feet thing, the social distancing. So that was nothing new. And then it was like, oh, well, no. Anybody, if you're outside, it's fine. So I think it caught a lot of us out off guard, right? And now you're trying to encourage people to get vaccinated. And that whole push of the vaccination, it was like we walked over the bridge and we forgot to say, wow, we made it over the bridge. This is crazy. This is great. We have these like new freedoms that we can celebrate that. And instead, it's not about that. And this whole honor system thing is ridiculous too. I said it before. I've worked with some wonderful people in radio. Any honor system, I worked at a rock station called K-Bear. My voice was a little bit lower. No, it wasn't lower. I played serious rock records. I did it for fun. Lots of Metallica when you listen to me. Lots and lots of Metallica. But I remember that there was an honor box, and it said honor system, honor box, whatever. And there was cookies, and there was, you know, cheese crackers and whatever you would have in a machine. It like lasted a month. And because people come in, shoot, I didn't bring any money with me. Oh, I'll pay it back. I don't think it's because everybody thought, I'm just going to steal this. I'm just going to rip this off. Oh, I'm going to pay it back. I'm going to do it. That's going to happen. I think it's difficult to do that, right? That the whole honor system thing. What's going to be interesting to watch is travel and what happens with travel and how many people decide that it's safe to get back on planes. Now, when you get back on planes, I want to warn you about this. Hopefully you didn't gain the COVID-19, you know, 19 pounds. Because I just learned this, and I think this story is starting to take off. More people are finding out about it. This has been discussed before. But U.S. Airlines might start to weigh passengers because they have to comply with these FAA rules for safety reasons, the weight of the plane, the balance. They have to allow for that. And they say they've been using outdated assumptions. And Americans are getting, they just said it, the federal government said this in a memo, Americans are getting fatter. And so they want to find out how much fatter the passengers have gotten for smaller planes. Can you imagine that? Here's the scale, and you have to get it on the scale. And it will be interesting, you know, just because you have sort of assumptions when you look at people. But they've, you know, the male flight attendants, female flight attendants, crew, all that, their flight bags, their kits, how much does that all weigh? And then 71 or more passenger seats, 30 to 70 passenger seats, the little things, the little flights in between. I just can't imagine how much more time that would take, too. Get to the airport 2.5 hours ahead of time because you will have to not only go through TSA security and the great shakedown, but you will be weighed. You will be weighed. And sticking scales at boarding gates? Oh, and then they're saying that the readout would be hidden from public view. So it's kind of like a Weight Watchers meeting. They would just put a curtain around it. Oh, my God. I don't know, maybe Weight Watchers could do a promotion with them. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I think I hear a fly on the wall. Oh, that's next. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Children, growing women, the Jews and men go work in sound of steel. Everyone's got to make a living.
From Boston, they call it Bennifer 2.0. We see you, and the fly on the wall wants to know what in the heck is going on. Really? So, I guess they're dating, they're friends, they spent a week together in Montana. She dumped Alex Rodriguez. She was engaged to him with a blinding rock on her hand, but then that ended, and then Jennifer Lopez, the woman who reinvents herself again and again and again, hooked up with an old beau, and that would be Ben Affleck, and the world is just all over this Montana getaway. And, you know, if I was a fly on a wall, no offense to either one of them, they both are talented in different ways with a couple of things I've seen them in, but do we care that much? Our nation is crazy celebrity conscious. And this whole thing of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, seriously, it's everywhere. I mean, you flip around, people are talking about it, and I'm saying even on some conservative radio stations, right? So it's not all 100 times Liz Cheney, what's happening with her. No, there are stories about what do you think's happening. So I guess we're fascinated by people that are famous, and it just goes to show you that when you take two super famous people who were together once, who were engaged to get married, and you throw them together years later after children and other beaus and everything else, we want to know what is the conversation. Well, first of all, she is from New York, and she's a Yankees fan. He is a lifelong Boston fan, so you can only imagine they're not watching baseball games together. Or if they are, maybe in separate rooms. I have no idea. Maybe there's child talk. They can share that. What do you do when you're Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez in Montana? I certainly don't think they went out hunting big game. I mean, when I say big game, it's not big, big game. I don't know. Were they looking for deer? Or just a quiet place to go? Maybe some of you, because we have listeners in Montana, tripped up on the whole Bennifer scene when they were out there shopping or camping. Maybe they went camping. It seems so odd to me. It's such a curiosity about fame and how insane people are in trying to figure out what possibly happened here. What was the conversation? Like I said, I can think of other conversations that I would rather hear, like the conversation between Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney, the former VP with Bush 2. What kind of conversation do you think they've had over what happened to her, losing her leadership role, the thrashing that she's taken, and she's super conservative, votes super conservative. Down the line, there is nothing liberal or left-leaning or Democratic or somewhere in the middle when it comes to Liz Cheney, but she stepped on that third rail by going after Donald Trump. So what kind of unfiltered conversation do the two of them have? I would like to be a fly on the wall for that. I would like to have heard his reaction to what she did and what happened. I mean, I think they knew the handwriting on the wall, but what did he tell her? What was the advice? You know, go get him, kid. It's fine. Stand up for what you believe. Or, you know, sure you want to do this. I don't see Dick Cheney saying, sure you want to do this. I don't see that. Another conversation I would like to hear is these idiots from the dark side, if supposedly they're the ones who have caused the Colonial Pipeline collapse, you know, the ransomware thing, and now that it's finally back on, there are still gas stations that are waiting for gasoline because it doesn't just take a few days by the time they get it up and going, and it is up and going full on. They paid the ransomware, all of that. But I would love to hear their conversation. Hey, we got another one. We got another one, boys. I mean, I think this is going to happen more and more. And because there's insurance in these companies, what a lot of people don't realize, these companies have insurance to pay ransomware attacks, right? So the hackers are hitting computer systems all over the place. Law enforcement agencies, hospitals, major infrastructure. Infrastructure installations. I mean, they're looking for big, fat, juicy targets where they know they'll get paid. What kind of conversation are they having? What when they sit down and do they have a big board? Do they have a big map of the world and it's really focused on America and every state? And do they put pushpins in it and they start to talk about, okay, you take this industry, I'll take this industry. Or are they just totally on those laptops, slamming and going from here to there, trying to crack, just doing the crack thing, just trying to crack and hack in, and there's not a lot of plotting. They know, I mean, there must be some plotting, but not a lot of plotting. I kind of think that there's somebody that's the big jefe, somebody who is the organizer of who we're going after next. And trust me, the list is there. They're going after people right now. They're going after companies right now. We've seen it. We hear about them. We hear about the hacks. And this Colonial Pipeline was perhaps the worst that we've seen in a very, very long time. I talked about Bob Baffert. I'd like to hear his unfiltered conversation, be a fly on the wall, his conversation with the owner of Medina Spirit. What was that call like? When the horse tested positive for the substance that the Kentucky Horse Racing said, we're going to do another test, but this is a violation. What does he say? Because Baffert was upset in trying to talk to the media. What kind of conversation does he have with him? Because this horse Medina Spirit was initially bought for $100,000, and then the current owner got it for $35,000 and has made millions. Could lose the crown, could lose the Kentucky Derby crown, but still has made all this money. Does it do a dent to the horse otherwise? It could, yeah, reputation-wise. But what kind of conversation is that? Was it a spirited conversation? You know, was it this? I have no idea how this happened. This is, you know, ridiculous. You know, whatever. Right? Or how about this one? A big headline today in the Washington Post, and something we've talked about a bunch, is UFO sightings with pilots. And there was a story that was written about Navy pilots and UFO sightings were an ordinary thing every day for at least a couple of years. Wow. So every day for a couple of years. Not stunned, not, you know, no exhaust plume, no visible engine, something secret, something mysterious, something dangerous. I don't know what it is. But looking at what some of these Navy pilots encountered, they talk about it. They talk about, you know, we saw them again and again and again. The fact there was just a 60 Minutes story about that. Not just, you know, once in a while, but for every day for a couple of years. That says, what is that? So are UFOs a little more mainstream? I would love to hear the pilot's conversation the first time he saw a UFO. And so there's no evidence that it's a plane, it's a this, it's the, you know, ruling out things. In the next 6 weeks, a report is due that's going to be required to make public everything the government knows about UFOs. Everything that they know. And, you know, there was a mandate in last year's $2.3 trillion appropriations bill that required the Director of National Intelligence to work with the Secretary of Defense on a detailed analysis of unidentified aerial phenomenon data and intelligence. Ooh, what is it going to say in that report? We'll be talking about it. Ooh. By the way, this is thanks to a Trump-era COVID relief bill. That's that UFO report. That's what's going to be made public. That's going to be big. Very, very big. I can't wait. Plan on UFOs for a while, at least a segment or two here on the air with me. As always, thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.